On Salt Lake City's Broadway, Mike Sanders, who owns the Now and Again shop, is holding his own, but...
I would never be able to support a family on the income.
Sanders moved here from New York City, where he jokes that he made a minimum wage for New York, about $100,000 a year. His business here is changing.
We struggle with folks coming in and then looking on their phone, actually while they're in the store, to see if they can get it for less somewhere online.
He's also concerned about city changes on the street outside and the pulling out of the outdoor retailers show over Utah's public lands policies. Sanders says people would come in to buy props for their displays. Hundreds of miles away, but also tied to those public lands, is Willie Barnson, whose sons are ranchers in Paiute County.
I think they're going to wind up having to do something else. I don't think they'll ever, you know, unless they're just a poor boy, like they want to call them right there, you know, a bunch of poor boy ranchers right there.
Two small businessmen, worlds apart.
There's an urban Utah and a rural Utah, and they're very different.
Natalie Gochner, director of the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the U, says rural Utah is struggling.
I think that what really separates urban and rural Utah in a big way is opportunity.
But Gochner says even in the big city where the economy has been flourishing, some are being left behind.
And the way we measure that in economics is just looking at what's happening to the middle class. And the middle class is shrinking.
There are many people who we call the working poor, and they're on one paycheck away from becoming homeless.
Community advocate Pamela Atkinson sees it daily.
When people are that close to homelessness, we already need to step in.
Agriculture or antiques, oil, coal, or enterprise, Ari Bruning of Envision Utah says we do have some common ground.
There's less disagreement than might appear on the surface. People actually tend to agree on a lot of things, you know, and that crosses political divides, crosses religious divides.
Over the next 2 weeks, you'll hear stories statewide, challenges, pains, and some possible solutions. On the road to understanding, Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.